You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Upon one thing you can depend, whether you trust God or not, there's going to be change.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, teach us your ways and make them known to us. Teach us to live according to your truth, for you are our God who saves us. We always trust in you, for you save us in the Son you have sent to be our Savior and Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray to you, O God, teach us and save us with faith and love toward you and toward one another, in Jesus our Lord and Savior. Amen. Someone has remarked that nothing is certain in life except death and taxes. There's another certainty. Things are going to change. The fact is that things are changing all the time. What can you hang on to when the passing parade starts passing you by, and all of a sudden you wake up to the fact that things have changed? There is one upon whom you can depend. The psalmist said to him, "Teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth, for you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you." Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. It always surprises people to see that things are changing. Time marches on, and still people are always surprised that it does. Adults look at boys and girls, especially those whom they haven't seen for a year or so, and they have to say how big you are getting. Communities change. Some people move in, and other people move out. The meaning of words changes. In the Bible, the word church means only one thing: people. People who love, trust, and obey Jesus Christ. Today, people often think of church as a building, maybe not even a building for worship, but the headquarters of some denomination or other. I can remember the time when every woman who came to church wore a hat. In many places today, a woman who comes to church with a hat is the exception rather than the rule. Even expectations change. Only a few years ago, anyone who expected a human being to walk on the moon was regarded as being a little bit out of his mind. It doesn't happen every day, of course, but it has happened, even though there are those who are still insisting that the whole thing was a fake. Mountains change. The oceans change. Even the sun changes. Certainly there are constant changes in the lives of people, like birth and death, marriage and children, moving into another house or to another place, a parent moving into your house, a new school, a new job, the loss of a job, sometimes retirement from a life's work. Change has a way of creeping up on you, but it always comes in some form or other. Once in a while, change is welcome, but most of the time it is viewed with apprehension. How can you cope with something like that? How can you meet the fact that the seconds are always ticking away? By destroying your watch? Trying to check the passage of time by choosing to ignore change until it is hard upon you? By and large, people do not like change. They would like to have things remain as they are, uncomfortable as they may be. It's easier to cope with things as you know them than to deal with what you cannot predict and maybe not even foresee. Can life be different for people who trust in God than it is for those who have nothing and no one upon whom they can depend? On one thing you can depend, whether you trust God or not, there's going to be change. The Lord God Himself expects change in people. He produces change in people. Whenever God is at work in the hearts of people, they change. The only real difference between people who trust in God and those who don't is the direction that change takes and the spirit with which it is received. The most blessed change comes to people when they come to know Jesus Christ as their Savior and follow Him as their Lord. The change is so remarkable that the world finds it difficult to accept the fact that it can take place at all. When people are found in Jesus Christ, brought by the power of God's Spirit into union with Christ by faith in Him, they find themselves at peace with God and at peace with themselves. For the first time, they find out what it means to live, really to live. In Christ, people no longer feel that they have to keep on justifying themselves from day to day, even though they live as strangers and pilgrims in a land that always appears alien and foreign. They're moving in a new direction, while other people think they're standing still, keeping things as they are. When it comes right down to it, that's the difference. Growing old in Christ no longer appears to be the problem it is for so many people, an unmitigated tragedy, necessary but irritatingly irksome, a burden growing heavier day to day. Change can be a blessing, or it can be a curse. Young people have a tendency to look upon any change as a blessing. Older people often are disposed to think of any change as a curse. The fact of the matter is that change itself is neither a blessing nor a curse. It's part of the process of life, a new challenge to be examined, understood, and given direction in a new light that enables you to see things as they really are. I've noticed that very often faith in God is looked upon by many people as a kind of sugar-coated pill that really doesn't do anything for you, but helps you to think that maybe it will. People who believe in God are often regarded as being a little out of touch with reality, not really with it when it comes to real life. It never seems to occur to the disbeliever and the unbeliever that trust and confidence in God is the only way really to be with it, seeing life as it really is, understanding life's changes as they do occur, and joyfully surmounting obstacles that change always presents. Jesus Christ Himself does not talk about life as being free of problems, of obstacles to be overcome, of fears to be allayed, and of death to be faced. He did offer, and still offers all the time, life in place of that creeping dullness that is actually a kind of walking death. He offers hope instead of despair, forgiveness for the sins which create the haunting guilt, and peace in the place of the terrible restlessness that is so characteristic of life without God and without hope in the world. St. Paul said, having been justified by faith in Christ, having been put right in this confidence toward Him, we have peace with God. Peace takes people in the right direction. It goes and grows, evaluating change as it occurs, and finding new satisfaction even in those changes that sometimes drive people quietly out of their minds. With that new direction, the direction of faith and love toward Jesus Christ, with forgiveness for the past and confidence for the future, simply because Jesus died and rose again from the dead, people know what the psalmist was talking about when he said to God, Teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. They learn to follow the directions of God instead of insisting on giving him directions. Instead of doing their own thing, as people are constantly being urged to do, trusting their own reasoning, their own decisions, their own abilities, completely overestimating themselves and completely underestimating the power and promise of God's Holy Spirit, reaching out with the good news of Jesus Christ to change the whole direction of life. That new direction is summed up in a simple prayer coming from a new confidence in God. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth, for you are my God who saves me. There is salvation, forgiveness from God to remove the guilt of what appears to be the unforgivable past, and genuine hope which enables people to face the inscrutable future. There is salvation in Jesus Christ. He is God's truth. He saves from the aimless, directionless, and eventually destructive life that is no life at all. You don't have to commit suicide in order to destroy yourself. People destroy themselves every day that goes by. Without faith in God, which saves people from the destruction that does not wait until night falls, but lays waste even at noonday. Lay hold of the grace of God clearly seen in the face of Jesus Christ. His death atones for your sins because he died for you. His resurrection from the dead puts you right with God, sending you in a new direction where you can feel confidently right with your neighbor and also with yourself. This is the salvation the world is looking for, but never seems able to find, because it cannot bring itself to believe in God, trust in God, and love God enough to say to him, "Teach me your ways, O Lord, make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth, for you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you." Jesus Christ is God's truth, the instrument of God's Holy Spirit to bring people to faith in God. He is God's way of reaching out to suffering humanity, unable to cope with the inevitability of change. He's God's way of bringing in the lost ones, even though they resolutely refuse to recognize the fact that they are lost. Having lost their way and constantly losing the battles of life, which leave them confused, defeated, and despairing. Thank God, my friend, for the possibility of change. Thank God that he's not forgotten about you and continues to knock on your door. That knock introduces something new and different. It can really change your life, not for the worse, but for the better. People feel more comfortable with the old, tried, familiar, and routine. That monotony makes life dull, boring, and stale. That's no life without change. There can be no growth without change. Growth produces challenge, making life exciting again where before it was dull and dead. Children may like to cling to mother's apron strings. That looks more comfortable. But the tie must be broken. There must be radical change if children are to mature and grow up. Sometimes big changes occur, clustering up in big bunches. A man loses his wife, or a wife loses her husband. Parents lose a child upon whom they've lavished their affection. A girl loses a boyfriend, or a boyfriend loses the girl upon whom he had set his heart. Life appears to be falling apart. It can happen to anyone, producing big and rapid change. How do you cope with devastating change? There has to be something more than just rolling with the punches. There is something more. There's one who hears when nobody else seems to care. There's one who is faithful even when you are unfaithful to him. There is God, the living God. His Son, Jesus Christ, is and ever will be one of us, having risen from the dead to assure the world that God is alive and God saves. Instead of turning away from the living God, thank God that he is alive. Thankfulness to God accepts change with gratitude instead of apprehension, gratefully instead of bitterly. Thankfulness is the hallmark of confident life with faith in God and in Jesus Christ whom he has sent. Faith in God, confidence in God, trust in God, in his good and gracious will for you, will keep your heart resolute even when it is breaking. It will illuminate your soul when the night becomes so dark that you can't see anything but God. It will enliven your life, which has become dull to the point of despair. It will give you the wisdom to cope with change and serenity of spirit to make the most of change, not overcome by it, but overcoming with the power of God himself who saves. In his own wisdom and power, God changes what seems impossible. His nature and his will do not change. His love remains constant. His good word of faithfulness goes out to the whole world in the good news of his Son, Jesus Christ. His word is trustworthy and reliable. Change and decay may be all around you, but he changes not. Who but God can be your guide and stay? A hymn writer once said to God, "Through cloud and sunshine, abide with me." Trusting in God, in the face of all the changes life can bring, the psalmist said, in the realism of faith in God, "Teach me to know your ways, O God. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth. For you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you." So say I, bringing the psalmist's trust in God to you today. You turn it around and say it along with me to him. "You are my God who saves me. I always trust in you. You are my God who saves me. I always trust in you." After that, I can only say, "Amen," which means, "It shall certainly be so." God saves. Amen.